Blog Talk Radio.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. So then I am dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write.
Dedicated to all the atheists who thought that Christmas was over and they wouldn't have to hear it until December again. Yeah, welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. And let's see, we got some news from Patriot Update. I only go on patriotic websites. Yes, God and Country Forever. Oh, my God. What are they talking about here? Obama's dirty watchdogs. The Obama administration doesn't have watchdogs. It has whitewashed puppies. Check it out. The president's Chicago bullies have defanged true advocates. Oh, the rumors in the poop from group is that they're grooming Rahm Emanuel for president. And they're going to spring them on the people. And CNN has been making propaganda movies about how Rahm saved Chicago, except for the 40 guys that died last week. Yeah. Now he's cleaning up Chicago. He's got his little can of lemon pledge. Yeah, Rahm Emanuel. Oh, come, Emanuel. Stop snowing the people, will you? The president's Chicago bullies have defanged true advocates for integrity in government in D.C. from day one. So the latest report by the Senate Homeland Security, you're talking about the Communist Senate or the American Senate, and Government Operations Committee on Corruptocrat Charles K. Edwards, the former Department of Homeland Security Inspector General, isn't a revelation. You know, it's like when the mafia does a hit and they come to the suspected capo who did the hit, and he goes, "I'm shocked and appalled, and I'm going to turn this over to my brother Nunzio to have a full-fledged investigation. We'll get to the bottom of this." Yeah. Investigators found that Edwards compromised the independence of his office by socializing and sucking up to the senior DHS officials. How are you going to get ahead in government if you don't give the big suck? Yeah, there are many pleasants to be thankful for this year. The psychophantic Edwards wrote to the DHS acting counsel on Thanksgiving 2011. Oh, he was working that day. What a good guy. But one of the best is having a friend like you. Geez, get them a room. Oh, man, that's bad. There's one comment. I want to hear what the comment is. Let's make sure that each and every one gets painted for when we come back. In, we will put them on our things to do list. So many fecking liberals and so bloody little time. Don't call them liberals, man. I'm a liberal. I like a liberal amount of sugar in my coffee, a little bit, a liberal amount of butter on my bread, a liberal amount of kisses on my lips. No, these are communists, man. Communists. Learn to say the word. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be a rhino. Don't be a rhino who's gun-shy. So, and you know the rhinos are gun-shy. Yeah, if I find it, it'll come up in a few minutes. My intro to the show tonight, I did a gunfight at OK Corral, and the rhinos lost. Yeah, the demos pulled a race card out of their holster. The rhinos ran for the hills. Democrat Kay Hagan stumbles. Brand new polling polls show that Democrat Senator Kay Hagan's support has plunged to new lows. Yeah, well, that's where the... give her a trophy. Yeah, give her an attendance trophy. Democrats ambush rhinos. Hannity dry-gulched. This is my blog. Democrats ambush rhinos, Hannity a dry gulch. That they got Sean Hannity, they tricked them. So, showdown at the not-so-OK Corral. The party of death to children and drug addicts drew first. Out of the holster came the race card. The rhinos lit out. They headed back into hiding for another 5 years. Hannity never seen it coming. He never put his ear to the ground. He left Clive Bundy to die alone. 10 minutes after the Obama Reid Times told the big lie the gunfight was over, the rhinos put their corks back into their guns and they rode off. But the Tea Party scouts never abandoned Bundy, and now the truth be told. The Communist Party scared off the Repuppies and were preparing to isolate Bundy and kill him if necessary. And don't think that can't happen to this cowboy. You know, they'll claim he went for a donut. Yeah, he went for his Bible. Yeah, the Communist Party scared off the Repuppies. Fresh from their victory of child kidnapping under President Pinocchio Pants, the great bribe taker, and Janet Reno, snatching a little boy at gunpoint and sending him home to communist slavery, taking bribes that can't be traced. If you can sell out a kid to Castro or a ranch to the Chinese communists, what does that tell you? You can be sold out too, and your cattle are killed. When the cattle killed by KGB snipers, were they killed by KGB snipers? Did they do it from afar when they took out the cattle? Or were they shot at point-blank range? When did Nevada become the Ukraine under fire? How much is Harry Reid's cut of the blood money? Does he have to share it with the whole Communist Party or just the higher-ups? So, welcome. How are we doing so far? Are we tickling your fancy? Obama, so good. President Obama has to lie about it. You see him in North Korea? I mean, South Korea? Kerry's up in North Korea. Yeah, he's showing them pictures of all the Americans he betrayed when he burned the flag. Yeah. No, Obama's in South Korea, and he's talking tough. Man, he got the red line. He took it right out of the coloring book, and he showed everybody. Here's my red line. I'm standing with South Korea. I wish I could have been here earlier. I could have saved a lot of people. Yes, I have a cape. Yeah, Obama is so good, president has to lie about it. Let me see. I think that's going to be a video. We can't do videos. Let me see. But sometimes they do have text. Let me see. Obama is still out there lying about how well Obamacare is working, along with minions like Melissa Harris Perry, implying that your health care plan was crap and you're losing it, and it's a good thing that you lost it. Yeah, the only thing I'm afraid of, I'm going to go see one of the best surgeons in the country. I mean the best. And he's going to tell me I got to bring a suitcase full of cash, like they do in Brazil. They charge that if the Republicans repeal Obamacare, oh, they have the best health care, but you got to bring cash. Millions will lose their health care plan. Meanwhile, millions of people are losing their health care plan. It's exactly what's happening with Obamacare. But it's okay when the liberal government takes things from the people, right? Yeah, that is ironic, man. Ironic. Remember the chemical equation of H2O? That's a number for a different chemicals. You think they got one for healthcare? Creation, he's back and he's changed everything. Okay. A lot of people upset. I went to one blog site that was talking about the two popes that are going to be made saints. It was like being not home on the range. There wasn't an encouraging word. Guys went back to the 7th century to take down the Catholic Church. So, I had to intercede on the behalf of Mother Church. And I said my favorite pope is the Polish pope. And when he went back to Poland as pope, the entire country had a giant halo around it. And when he got up in a big setting and started to sing, man, it was like a spiritual orgasm. The crowd went wild and sang with them. It was so beautiful. I'll never forget it. And not only that, but when he was dying, he showed us how to die, to be born again. And he has inspired many people, sick and healthy. And he was not afraid of the communists. And that's why they tried to kill him and blame it on the Muslims. But that was a KGB hit. That was probably under Putin's orders. Now, who now wears a cross and says, look, I'm one of you. Yeah. Except you may have to tell your confession in prison. Yeah. And we'll beat it out of you. It'll be like going to confession. Mounting evidence reveals Cliven Bundy is not a racist. And this is from Western Journalism. Just proves how gun-shy and wimpy the rhinos are. Not one can beat Hillary Clinton. There isn't one that can beat her. All she has to do is say boo. And they'll all run. You're not going to Benghazi me, are you, Hillary? You're not going to take me for a walk in the park, are you? Yeah. Mounting evidence reveals Bundy is not, in fact, a racist. And he pretty much treated me like his own family. There's a black guy testifying. A black minister come out. Man, he says, I know just what Bundy's talking about. I picked cotton. And that minister I've seen once before, he walked all over Obama. He doesn't like Obama. Oh, here's breaking news. Russian jets invade Ukrainian airspace. Yeah, and there was a story that disappeared from the communist news, and that was Dutch fighter jets had to turn back a Russian fighter jet. And another country did too. I'm not sure if it was France, but but the Russians are getting real cocky. Really sad. Really sad. I think this is going to be a video. Despite an effort by the New York Times, you can't believe the New York Times, they covered up the murder of 10 million Ukrainians under Joseph Stalin. Their editor at the time was a communist. His name was Walter Duranty. And all he did was paint pretty pictures while the communists were murdering a lot of people. Well, the 10 million, that's a sad story. If you ever want to check out a tragedy and what communism can really do to you, you got to read what Stalin did to the breadbasket of Russia and to the people. They were forced to eat their own children. He's cordoned them off and starved them out. He starved them into submission, killed 10 million. How's that? And in 1953, he was getting ready to do a pogrom against the Jewish people. He started with doctors. He started to arrest and execute doctors, Jewish doctors. Okay, so they're saying what Bundy said. And so what? I've testified to you. I was in the Watts riot. I seen the beginning fire. I seen the last fire. What I seen is civil disturbance. People are not happy. People is thinking they did not have their freedom. They didn't have these things, and they didn't have them. We progressed quite a bit from that day until now, and sure don't want to go back. We sure don't want the colored people to go back to that point. We sure don't want the Mexican people to go back to that point. And we can make a difference right now by taking away care of some of the bureaucracies, by taking care of some of the bureaucracies and do it in a peaceful way. Yes, peace is the answer. And when they won't listen to peace, before you go for the gun, go for the pocketbook, and don't send them any money, and they'll go bust in 2 weeks. Now let me talk about the Spanish people. This is him again. You know, I understand that they come over here against our constitutions and crossed our borders, but they're here and they're people, and I've worked side by side with a lot of them. Don't tell me they don't work, and don't tell me they don't pay taxes, and don't tell me that they don't have better family structure than most of us white people. When you see those Mexican families, they're together. They picnic together. They spend their time together. And I'll tell you, in my way of thinking, they're awful nice people. And we need to have those people join with us and be with us, not come to a party. So, and the Times hit him with the race card to save Harry Reid. What a rat, huh? New York Times and Birdcage paper, not even the parakeets want it. It's a communist newspaper. And they endorsed the Fidel Castro, and they called him the George Washington of Cuba. Does he look like George Washington of Cuba to you? Washington left office after 2 terms, refused to be king, and said, in times of peace, prepare for war. Castro was still king. He did it all for his people, and he eats their lunch. And he's worth millions of dollars, too, and he made money in drugs. Yeah, and he did it all for his people. He used to pull all the college students out to cut sugarcane for free, but he was pocketing the cane money. See, the rule about communism is the guy on the top gets everything, and the ones around him get executed. And that's the number one rule in communism. So, having said that, we will drift out of here. We will turn to... Remote care for wounded warriors raises concern on Tea Party command... Remote care for wounded warriors raises concern, definitely. Got to look into that, investigate it, see who appointed who. And please, let's go to the source. Let's not take the headline that everybody can absorb and not go behind the headline and go to the root cause of the problem, the guy who cast the first stone. As soon as that Bundy thing came out, that he was a racist, and we should have went, who says he's a racist? And then they should have said, well, what's he do? Who's he work for? Is Saint Rick Santorum looking for a donation? New comment posted on Oregon burning aborted babies. You heard about that, right? We're now doing Canada's dirty work. There's got to be pollution there, right? And smokestack, they're burning babies for heat. You can't believe that, right? Well, let me tell you what I said about it. The Nazis had ovens too. And an old lady came back and said, but they burned the living as well as the dead. They stood them up and shot men, women, and children alike, then stripped the bodies and threw the corpses into ovens and gassed them alive, buried them in mass graves, made the incinerator ash into soap. We have always feared the Nazis. I think we are not far from them right now. She's right. Lady is right. And we're going to answer for it. Have you noticed the drone mania? Everybody's talking about drones. You know what drones is going to be? A tool of terrorism. Yep. You'll see drones going into police stations, firehouses, the World Trade Center. But first they'll take the antenna. Yeah. We're going into a new age, and it's not going to be a pretty one. In the meantime, everybody's smoking up. Obama eligibility and lawsuit update. They're going, oh, this is, guy's got a symbol of George Washington praying. I met with our legal team. Our attorneys are confident that we can win. We believe we're so close to convincing a court to rule that Barack Hussein Obama should have proven that he was eligible to run in 2012. Unfortunately, I had to break the news to our brave legal staff that we're out of money. Yeah, we're not rich like the demo camos. You know, George Clooney's not writing us any checks. Obama fails at hashtag diplomacy. Conservative, Hillary tries to fool with faith. Hillary is the biggest hypocrite, man. She never had a blood clot. You believe she had a blood clot? How come when the Democrats lie, it becomes accepted truth? But when the Republicans lie, the Democrats never let go. They never let go. But are you still talking about that blood clot thing? Get over it. Who cares how they died? I had a blood clot. Yeah. Until your last day of office, right? Nice try. What are you giving tips to, what's her name? Lois? Lois Lane, Superman's girlfriend. Yeah. Lois Lerner? Oh, man, she must be hitting the bottle this weekend. You're getting close. Well, you know, if you're down to the last drop, you can always sweat the bottle and it gives you a little bit more. Yeah. Let's see what it said. Did she really fool anyone with fake faith? They got a picture of her saluting with the communist flag in the background. She's a flag burner, you know. She voted to burn the flag. She does all the time. Votes to kill kids. Chelsea's a very lucky girl. Hillary Rodham Clinton's faith in God was shaped by her grandmother's hymns and the bedtime prayers. Yeah, she took bedtime prayers, yeah, from the Karl Marx Bible, from her gruff Navy father. Wasn't she named after Sir Edmund Hillary? Yeah, I thought she was named after Gunga Din. The former Secretary of State told thousands of Methodist women Saturday, eat it up, girls. Eat it up. Put a little salt on it. Clinton said she struggled as a young woman between her father's insistence on self-reliance and her mother's concern for compassion. She reconciled those in the biblical story of Jesus instructing his disciples to feed 5,000 people with food stamps. The disciples come to Jesus and suggest they send away the people. But Hillary said, She took that. Want to know about Hillary's compassion to feeding people? She come out of a New York restaurant, which was underground, and she came up out of the restaurant with the two other ladies, and of her staff, I imagine, and a bum came up to her and said, "Could you help me out with a money? I haven't eaten in 2 days." And Hillary looked at her and she laughed, like she laughed when they killed Gaddafi. And she turned to one of her girls and said, "Give him a vote Hillary pamphlet." There you go. That's on tape. If you might find it on YouTube. It was a personal speech from a woman considered to be the front runner who can beat every rhino that's up there. She'll beat them all. Yep. Democrat nomination for president. While the speech mostly steered clear of politics, she made the case on moral grounds for increasing the minimum wage and equalizing pay for men and women. Democamos, if you want to raise the minimum wage, do not only raise the minimum wage, but take no taxes out of it. If you're going to give a $3 raise, make it a tax-free at $3. Tax-free minimum wage. Two issues that have polarized Congress in the run-up of the 2014 elections. Yes, would you like to hear the comments? If she had any religion, it must have left her when she became a politician. Hillary is as big a liar as Barry and Slick Willie. When she runs for president, the list below should be published in every newspaper in the country. I bet you she hasn't been inside a church in 30 years or more. She is as phony as a $2 bill. She regrets Benghazi. What she regrets most, that she lied about it and that four people died due to her inaction for political purposes. I wonder what it was like to hang up the phone, as those guys said, "Please don't hang up on us." The Clinton body bags, which you want to hear this? Food for thought. Just a quick refresher. 1, James McDougal. 2, Mary Mahoney. 3, Vince Foster. 4, Ron Brown. 5, Victor Reiser II. 6, Paul Tully. Okay, you want to hear what happened to them? Died of an apparent heart attack. That was McDougal. Mahoney, she was murdered at a Starbucks at cafe in Georgetown. The murder happened just after she was to go public with her story of sexual harassment in the White House. Vince Foster, a former White House counselor, Catholic, and colleague of Hillary Clinton, and Little Rock's Rose Law Firm, died of a gunshot wound to the head, ruled a suicide. Yeah. Catholics are very hard-pressed to commit suicide, and lawyers don't commit suicide. They cause suicides. And I wonder where the gunshot wound to the head was. Ron Brown, Secretary of Commerce and former DNC chairman, reported to have died by impact in a plane crash. A pathologist close to the investigation reported that there was a hole in the top of Brown's skull resembling a gunshot wound. At the time of his death, Brown was being investigated and spoke publicly of his willingness to cut a deal with prosecutors. You don't think that the American Communist Party is making a deal with the Russian Communist Party to clip some of these people, do you? Huh? Maybe. Maybe it's not somebody local. A few days later, the air traffic controller committed suicide. Victor Reiser II, Reiser, a major player in the Clinton fundraising organization, died in a private plane crash. Paul Tully found dead in a hotel room. And it's got more. I think he's got like 20 people. What a phony. No compassion for the families of the murder victims of Benghazi. The only thing this BITCHE has learned to share since involved in politics is our husband. It would not surprise me at all if she ordered her daughter to get pregnant to help soften up her image by being a grandparent. And she just said Benghazi was the one thing she deeply regrets, and now she has a deep faith, probably a Nancy Pelosi type non-faith, which is a non-morals-based faith, but a leftist type faith that you drag out when it's convenient. Savage used to accuse the Clintons of carrying a Bible with a big cross on it. They always had the big Bible for the press. when they pretended to go to church. And Imho, there's no way she's not running for presidency. Just wait and see. Who else could the Democrats run after Obama out-Clintoned the Clintons? Look at the ones to whom Jesus was speaking. Was it not only his followers? Indeed so. Indeed, all of his followers are the ones to care for the poor and the sick. Look again at who was there when Jesus spoke. Was Caesar there? Was any government leader there? Any Caesar there? No, most definitely not. Jesus never asked any government, any Caesar, no Clinton, no Obama, no president, to take by force tax money from one group and give it to another. So, we've read that. This woman has no morals, integrity, or ethics, and she will burn in hell. Can we get an applause? Killary, you will answer for your murders, maybe not on earth, but if you believe in the same God as I do, you will be punished. Since then, she's forgotten everything she learned. Now she's a crook, a thief, and a liar. Oh, yeah, man. You want to do an audit. You want to do a net worth workup. Mr. Clinton, how did you get $647 million? You were in public office. Well, I got a lot of speech money. What about the Vignali drug money that your brother-in-law was bringing to you and got caught? Oh, we know nothing about that at all. Billy is a rogue. Whatever Billy does, that's his business. We're not involved in that at all. State Dems criticized for $100 million Obama library push. You want to hear that one? They all got libraries. Every time I look at George Bush, I see him talking to Obama about talking to Clinton about how's your library coming. And Snowden is KGB, folks. He is KGB all the way. He ran to China first, gave them what they needed. Then he ran to the Soviet Union, and the Soviets took out what they needed and sent the rest to WikiLeaks. And now the real killing documents that the Soviets have, they got the goods on Obama because Obama was also being listened to. As a longtime resident of Illinois, I can say there are inroads being made in the Dem-infiltrated world around here. Thanks to the Freedom of Information Act, a lot of these backdoor deals are being exposed. Rahm's recent travel budget made the front page of the Trib, and he had to blubber his way out of it. The Obama Museum and Library is supposed to pay for itself. Yeah, sure. Rahm has just announced a plan for a new Obama high school, a monument to the lousy public school system all around. And CNN is a lackey of the Clintons and the Obamas. I'll give you one example. On 9-1-1, one of the first casualties was the chaplain for the fire department. His name was Father Michael Judge. I don't know how he died. I think a body fell on him. Somebody jumped off the roof and landed on him, and he died. And they carried him out, and he was one of the first casualties. And the first thing that the communist hit the news, the blog site was that he was gay. How's that? He was gay. You know? When it's to their advantage, they'll label you gay, and when it's to their advantage, they'll label you a homophobe. It's like the Communist Party of the Soviet Union agitating the blacks in this country for equal rights and reparations for slavery, but there are no blacks in the Soviet Union, and they don't want them there. But you see, they know what tools work. Anyway, so Father Michael Judge is being lined up outside. He's in a coffin. He's being lined up outside to be buried. And he was a Franciscan, so all the Franciscan priests are there. And the fire department is all lined up on the outside of the church, and they got a procession going into the church. and guys that are at the dig site, they're coming over. They've got their work clothes on, suspenders, dirty, you know, dirty clothes, and they're standing in line to pay tribute to Father Michael Judge. And up pulls a CNN van and a limousine, and who gets out but Hillary Clinton. So she's preempting the ceremony. She jumps right in the front of the line and starts shaking the hands of the firemen. You had to see the look of disgust on the firemen's faces. Meanwhile, CNN is filming it all. She got to one guy. He turned his back on her. And all she was doing was filming that situation for good press for her Senate run. How's that for being an ambulance chaser and a bloodsucker? And I said, when I saw that, I said to myself, if they ever use that in her campaign, I'm going to raise holy hell. But you know what? They never used it, because I think they got the message from the fire department, you better not, or you're going to see a couple of thousand firemen calling you out on it, honey. Yeah, and when you see Harry Reid, give him a moo for me, will you? Moo. One whole outhouse would do, and any liberal paper for future use. Oh, this is, what are we talking about here? A state Democrats criticized for $100 million Obama library push. He needs a library. Yeah. No more tax money. If he wants a shrine to the teleprompter, let him and the progressives pay. We are fed up. No more taxes. My friends, they waste it all. Do you know that if we pulled all the oil out of the ground to pay our national debt, we could probably pay it in a year? Do you know it wouldn't solve the problem, because they're still spending like it's going out of style? You got to cut down the size of the government. You can reduce this government by 80%. What is a government doing with a union? Who's the employer that they're going to strike against? Who's the employer that's not taking care of them? Send letters to the Muslim Brotherhood to find a site for Obama's library and let Iran fund it. There is no place for this tyrant in our country. He's liable to leave it. Only if it has bars and a good heavy lock in it and he's in it. Prison is where he needs to be, not in some library. Yeah, they all get a library. I've seen Bush talking to Clinton. How are you doing? How did you do this with your library? Well, we hid $500 million in this section. Yeah. Oh, we got donations, you know, champagne contributions. Yeah, well, yeah, the suckers. They. All we got to do is say, hey, Microsoft, we're going to investigate you. Oh, got a donation today. Call off the investigation. Yeah. You don't think that doesn't happen? Microsoft didn't donate to anybody. And then all of a sudden they were subjects of an investigation. And then all of a sudden they got real patriotic with the higher echelon. And all of a sudden the investigation went away. Hey. Okay. Want to jump in for a tune? Let me jump in for a tune. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. Oh, my goodness. Well, I got to go into the studio. Forgive me for taking so long. I have a computer that works against me. As a matter of fact, I think the Democrats have got my computer. Okay. We'll find a nice tune for you. Here's a nice tune. It'll sweeten you up on a Saturday night.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't. Would it be
Women who got married, and one is pregnant, and in Massachusetts, they call themselves a thruple. And so we're going off on a real tangent now. Going to be all the sickos are going to come out, and the name of the game is to destroy religion. Religion is the enemy of the sick. Aborted babies are fueling our power plants. You know about that, right? Now, is that pollution? How do people who oppose pollution feel about that? A power plant in Oregon has been caught using aborted babies to fuel the electricity generators. That's right. The Covanta Marion Power Plant in Brooks, Oregon, has been using medical waste, including aborted and miscarried babies, to feed the incinerator and generate electricity for Oregon homes. This is disgusting. No, this is more than disgusting. This is shameful. It is unacceptable to hospitals to be selling aborted fetuses to power plants, and this must be stopped. Hospitals in British Columbia, Canada would sell their medical waste containing aborted and miscarried babies to an Oregon power plant in order to generate electricity for the Portland area. Wait, have to get some pro-choice guy to blow it up. What are you going to do for electricity, huh? Somewhere along the line, a company got a permit to ship aborted fetuses across an international border into the United States. What politician did they pay off? They had to pay off somebody. Who do they donate to? Let me guess. What is happening to us? We used to respect life in all forms. No, not anymore. Not anymore. It is really sad. The amount of business associated with the chop shop industry is staggering. $500 billion a year. That's why they're killing your kids. Go on. Have a joint. Get pregnant. Take a date rape drug. Go on. Good. That's good for you. Yeah. Get it down. You want to get rid of the kid? Come on. I'm thinking we'll drive you to the chop shop. Yeah, sure. Where's the guy that did it? Oh, he went to Canada. Oh, why? Is there a draft coming? His mom whoops ass on a 12-year-old daughter. We know what that's all about. 12-year-old daughter. A video showing a mother from Trinidad and Tobago whipping her daughter with a belt for sharing sexually explicit photos of herself on Facebook. They would have changed the name of that to Assbook. Unbelievable, man. Bundy's black bodyguard claims rancher is not racist. He's got a black bodyguard. Interesting. Senators denounce Obama for threatening entire constitutional system by nullifying immigration laws. Obama going to do what he wants. Obama is the king. He the kingfish. Yeah. Amos and Andy, I used to watch them all the time. I loved them. They were quality people, and they all had jobs, and they were all married. They all had wives. They had a lawyer. His name was Calhoun. And I hear that Bill Cosby took all of those Amos and Andy films off the market. He bought them, took them all off the market, never to be seen again. One guy was a cab driver. Yeah. Because it was racist? I didn't think it was racist. I thought it was how people live. Clive and Bundy's full remarks destroys. The New York Times did the job. They're the ones that did the headpiece. New York Communist Times. There's breaking news. Somebody's not running. They must have scared him off with the race card. Here's the New York Post headlines for April the 26th. Oh, this is a sad one, man. This is a sad one. A teen stabbing victim recalled as bright light full of dreams. The night before, Marin Sanchez, they gave her name out 5 minutes after she was dead. But the guy who stabbed her, they're not giving his name out. They're protecting him. They never protected this girl. The night before Marin Sanchez was fatally stabbed inside her high school, she asked to take a break from her drama group for a nail appointment. The junior prom she helped plan was the next day, and she wanted to look her best. Sanchez's 16-year-old junior was attacked Friday in a school hallway, and a boy who's a student there has been charged with the murder. Instead of a prom that night, as students, the prom was canceled, of course. And that's the name of that tune. She's gone, and evil lives on. Now, if these were colonial times, that guy would be dead already. He'd be swinging from a tree. Oh, well, here's three girls, and they're in bridal gowns. Here come the brides. Three Massachusetts girls claim they got married to each other and now expecting their first child. Dahl Kitten and Bryn Young exchanged vows in a commitment ceremony last August, with all three brides wearing white and traditional wedding veils. I cried watching Dahl and Kitten walk down the aisle toward me with their dads. Dads. Yeah. And I don't even want to go there. After we said our vows, Dahl and Kitten kissed me then and then each other. No state in the union recognizes three-way marriages, but these women insist their unconventional union is very real to them. In our eyes, we are married, said Bryn, 34, computer programmer. She's not working on my computer. We had a specialist lawyer draw up paperwork so our assets are equally divided. That's good. Bryn and Kitten were married 2.5 years ago in Massachusetts before adding Dahl to their household mix. The youngest of the three, Kitten, 27, is 6 months pregnant via an unknown sperm donor. Now, the last time this happened and there was a divorce, they went after the sperm donor and he had to pay alimony and child support. The three of us have always wanted kids and wanted to grow our family. We decided that I'd be the one to carry the babies because I like to be a full-time mother. It's wonderful. And they have rallies and everything. Yeah. I'm the breadwinner. I work 40-hour week, and I make the majority of the family's income, said Bryn, who had been married twice to women before tying the knot with Kitten. You know what they call that in the Bible? Adultery, honey. They call that in the Bible adultery. You're only supposed to get the one man. That was your limit. You went over the limit. Doll does the cooking and kitten does the screaming. Massachusetts, the love state, 16 other states in the District of Columbia. And you want something to go bad, go to the District of Columbia. I mean, they had a mayor who was smoking crack on TV, and he used the video to get on his re-election campaign. Yeah, hear the mayor there piping that crap right in his lung. Yeah, I'm voting for him. He know how to live. Kitten said his relationship satisfies her need for traditional marriage. She's traditional, all right. Yeah, the people are sick, man. They're absolutely sick. I pray for their recovery. Yeah. Anyway, that's the name of that tune. Oh, Springdale, Arkansas military police recruitment video shows cops in military style in ghillie suits. You know what ghillie suits are? Ghillie suits are camouflage suits that completely camouflage you so that you can blend in and nobody can see you unless you stand up. And you know what? One guy's got some weird-looking weapon. Weird-looking weapon. I never seen it before. And the other two guys got M50 rifles, 50-millimeter rifles and scopes. And I guess this is like, you know, in case there's a somebody is stealing marijuana, they can get them from 3,000 feet away. I got him. Just as he lit up the crack pipe, I got him. Yeah. He's still twitching. Still twitching. No, that's from the crack. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Okay, you want to hear a story about Elvis?
Hi, you boys and girls. It's Abu Tom, the American Fun, the Mentalist. And I'm going to play you a tune, and then I'm going to tell you a story. So now that you heard the tune, here is the story behind the tune. When Elvis was working in Las Vegas, he was out of his prime, and he was a little overweight, but he still drew a fabulous audience. And he did that song you just heard, and he sang it. He singled out a girl in the audience, and he completely mesmerized her with this song. And when he was finished singing the song, he walked over to the girl's table, and their eyes met, and there was magic in the air. And Elvis took her hand, and he said to her, "Are you going to eat that potato?"
You got to change your evil ways, baby, before I stop loving you. You got to change, baby, and every word that I say is true. You got me jumping and running all over town. You got me sneaking and peeping and running you down. This can't go on. Lord knows you got to change, baby. Waiting and fooling around, I'll find some. is dark and my pots are cold. You hanging out, baby, with Gene and Joan and oh, who knows who. I'm getting tired of waiting and fooling around. I'll find somebody who won't make me feel like a clown. This can't go on. Lord knows you've got to change.
Somebody wrote an article congratulating Chelsea on having a baby, but it's a put down. It's a put down, and of course Hillary dragged her daughter out, right? Brings her out of hiding. Come on, show the baby. I'm gonna. Everybody will give me sympathy. When isn't does she bring out her blood clot X-rays? How about her CAT scan? Can she bring that out? Get some sympathy. No, because there is none. Well, how about prescription drugs that you had to take? No, there is none. Oh, man, it's really sad. It's really sad. Okay, we got 3 minutes left. What can we do? Maybe we'll do... That's 4 minutes. I don't know why I'm being stingy. Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Black Slacks, when I put them on. We will do Black Slacks.
Black Slacks. I just don't care, you know why. If you see what I wear, black slacks, take 14 black slacks, 3 RT black slacks, make a cool radio. When I put them on, I'm ready to go. Man, you ought to see me with my derby on. I know that you would say he's gone. Black slacks, mostly in the head, black slacks. Well, that's what I said, black slacks. I'm the cat's pajamas, cause I run around with crazy little mamas.
Yeah. can do. Come on and look at me. You've got me loving you.
Late breaking news, guess who's deciding which felons Obama will release from prison? Deborah Leff, L-E-F-F, acting senior counsel for access to justice at U.S. Department of Justice. Get ready to be blown away if you're hopping mad that Barack Obama will be releasing tens of thousands of voters for the Democrat Party and recipients of food stamps and welfare from our nation's prisons. Wait until you hear about who will be making the determination as to who gets the get-out-of-jail free cards. The new head of the U.S. Pardon Office, the official responsible for vetting federal inmate applicants and collector of champagne contributions for presidential grants of clemency, was the key point person in connecting President Obama to the Weather Underground terrorist Bill Ayers. She was the introductor. Deborah Leff, currently a senior advisor to Attorney General Eric Holder, so the Weather Underground is running the Department of Justice, will take over the office of the pardon attorney, the Justice Department announced yesterday. Also yesterday, the Justice Department announced six new guidelines for presidential pardon that will drastically broaden the number of those eligible among the prison population of nonviolent offenders. What does nonviolent offenders mean? You mean they pleaded down their violent part to get a lesser of a sentence? Yeah. And how many are alleged nonviolent offenders? Just because they didn't get caught? And drugs leads to murder, and drugs leads to thievery. Drugs leads to lying, and drugs leads to death. And the more that are out there, the more work for the police department. The new guidelines will make it easier to pardon offenders convicted of long drug offenses under laws that were stricter at the time of conviction. Yes, when there were Ten Commandments in the country. Want to hear the comments? A crook letting other crooks get out of jail and go free. I bet they're allowed to pass go and collect money from the government. I just said that, right? First, Obama released many thousands of criminal illegal aliens into our... Those are voters. Those are Democrat Party voters. Those tunnels that are coming into Mexico are not bringing drugs. They're bringing voters. Communities so that they can rob, rape, steal, burglarize, assault, and murder innocent men and women. More guns, everybody. Time for every one guy they release, go buy two guns. Now Obama is going to release many thousands of felons into our same town, city, states, communities to rob, plunder, loot, steal, rape, burglarize, assault, and murder more innocent men, women, and kids. When is this going to stop? When the revolution comes. That's what he wants, and that's what he's going to get. But before we go to the guns, we got to go to the pocketbook. Send no money to the government, and they will go broke. When is this going to stop? I hope civilian vigilante groups begin to form militias. That's what we'll have to do. We'll form militias across America to protect our communities from all these criminals, because the cops sure as hell ain't going to help us. Wow. New forever Democratic voters. We know that, man. They bought a government. They bought themselves a government with taxpayer money. Okay, now that I kept you over the limit, want to hear a rebuttal to an anti-gun writer, professor? Oh, somebody's got the stars and bars with a don't tread on me snake. That's pretty good. In a recent post, you know, when you look at the stars and the bars, there are 600,000 dead Americans who fought to free the slaves, and some fought to keep the slaves. But not every Southerner was a slave owner. Chances are 90% of the Southerners, they fought for not for against slavery, but they fought against a federal government that was tyrannical. And they fought for states' rights. And Robert E. Lee should be given a place of respect because he was a good general and a good American. He chose to stand with his state. And when he took that job, he freed his slaves. Robert E. Lee needs a little more respect than the communists will give them. But then the communists never fight under a flag. They only burn them. They never fight for them or fight against them. They only burn them. In a recent post, 426-14, in the National Memo, America is exceptionally dumb when it comes to guns. Cynthia Tucker has summed up the classic progressive, now drop the word progressive, insert the word communist. Liberal, drop the word liberal, insert the word communist. Elitist, drop the word elitist, insert the word communist. Ideology of the gun-grabbing left, and it's all correct. All those kids up in Sandy Hook would be alive today if they had guards. And guys that know the story, that know what life is all about, will tell you that if there were guards there, and chances are he never would have entered the school. I intend to take it apart piece by piece and post a rebuttal here, since my rebuttal being posted on the uber-liberal National Memo would have the same chance as the proverbial snowball in hell. Yeah. Cynthia says in her diatribe against guns, while Americans typically laud our national exceptionalism, she hates that too, a sense that the trajectory of history has bestowed greatness upon the United States, and that God has looked out for us. You just got to look at D-Day and see how he opened up the skies and calmed the seas. There are a few of our distinctive characteristics that don't deserve celebration. On the subject of firearms, for example, the United States is exceptionally irrational. Adolf Hitler said, "Why do you want a gun? That's what we have the SS for. Give me your gun." Now, go to the gas chamber. No other nation has set guns aside as an object of worship. Oh, yes. Oh, we pray to our weapons. Yeah. She's a communist, man. She's a rat. She'll point out people in a lineup for the KGB. She's a sellout. She's probably for drugs and abortion. You know, those great Democrat attributes. Frankly, I did not know we worship a metal object. What she fails to see is the respect for the tradition of self-defense against aggression that guns represent, and I believe it would give her the vapors to think that the founders placed that in the Bill of Rights so we could even defend ourselves from our own government, and that's what we're doing today. Cynthia contends again, quoting from the article, "We have let a blood-soaked gun lobby dictate our laws and regulations." Yes, wouldn't things be better in the Soviet Union, honey? You know, people there don't have guns. You know, that would be good. In the Crimea, they don't have guns. In Africa, they don't have guns. In Brazil, they don't have guns. The only people that have guns are the narco-terrorists and the communists. And the Janjaweed. And Boko Haram. The Boko Haram boys. Hezbollah has guns. Al-Qaeda has guns. Hamas has guns. Yes, they have guns. The people don't have guns. That's why they're helplessly being murdered. Or, in the case of a young Saudi girl who expressed her love of Jesus Christ, that she had her lips sewn together and one eyelid sewn shut. Yes. Now, her father couldn't help because her father didn't have a gun. We have passed a stand your ground. Laws that allow a violent and angry men to murder unarmed people. Yes. Are you talking about the people that you sold the dope to that have illegal guns? Is that the one that you smoked the joint with? Yes, and told them that you were simpatico to their plight. We have given the mentally unstable the ability to buy military-style assault weapons. Do you know that we should actually be allowed to buy machine guns and tanks, because we should be able to match the government with whatever the government has, with which they wreak havoc on crowds? This woman is definitely a sicko. Last week, Georgia Governor Nathan Deal signed a bill into law that would allow denizens... Oh, you want to hear another law that got, was good that got signed? Of his state to carry firearms, and denizens. What are denizens? Into government building bars and God help us churches. Well, you won't have to worry about that, honey, because you're never going to be inside one. No, no, not unless it's got a hammer and sickle on there and a picture of Joseph Stalin and a statue of Obama bin Laden. Yeah. The other good news is the governor of Tennessee has made college education available to everybody for free for the first 2 years. And they said, where are you going to get the money? Well, have you got that much money? You mean we haven't stolen enough to make sure that you can't do that? I don't see a blood-soaked gun lobby. Actually, I see where the congressional gun-free zones are getting more and more blood-soaked with innocent blood. Wait till Obama puts up the nuke-free zone, because the government has stripped away any self-defense for them and chastises Georgia Governor Nathan Deal for ending the open season shooting galleries we call gun-free zones. And remember, all those kids at Sandy Hook would be alive today if they had a guard. Again, she accuses law-abiding people of being idolaters. And you know, the parents of those kids refuse to recognize that fact. They refuse. They refuse to face reality. And worshiping firearms, she even attacks stand-your-ground laws and seemingly promotes not defending your life. She's not doing this for her. This is not her opinion. This is the Communist Party's opinion, and she's an apparatchik. And she's a frontline communist warrior. She made the same inane comment about semi-automatic look-alike firearms. We have given the mentally unstable the ability to buy. Woman is working for the Communist Party. And she blames the gun lobby. Yes, and she blames the Americans. We'd be a lot better off without the Americans. It's a very long story, and I can't stick around to tell you the whole thing. But maybe we'll read it on another day. So having said that, I'm going to sign off with a Vaya con Dios tune, if we can get back to the studio. Oh, you hear about this one? Pro-Palestinian activists leave eviction notices for Jewish people. Jewish students at NYU. They told them they have to get out of the college. Who did that? Muslims. The good Muslims. Not the bad Muslims, because the bad Muslims would have killed them. So these are good Muslims. They just serve eviction notices. They were doing a repeat of what happens to Palestinians. But you know what? Nobody buys it. Nobody cares. They don't even care about Americans. You got Major Hassan has been promoted again in prison. They're going to give him the Congressional Medal of Honor soon. Yeah, the Pentagon. They'll probably have seven judges that never were in combat promote him. It is really sad. Really, really sad. We are falling apart at the seams. And it looks like the blood is going to have to be glue. To glue us all back together again. And everybody is rushing. Well, you can know what you could do. You could have, what's the name of that outfit? Occupy Wall Street? You could bring them out. They could poop on the police cars on TV. We're signing off, folks. And I wish you well. I wish you a safe country. And I hope that we get our country back from the hands of the communists. In the meantime, we'll pay a little tribute to the end result that one day will happen in this country. Because never forget, 25% was all that it took to win the American Revolution. And the bad guys...
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. Out the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.